T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think I give a damn what you two are talking about right now.
Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Damn.
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 Well, damn you, Jack. We're back. Marks and Reese. Well, so there's some rumors floating out there. I don't even know what this means, but it says that there's lots of Rockies, Nolan Arenado for Chris Bryant rumors floating out there, but one source told me the Cubs might be creating media noise to make a better deal with the Phillies, Nationals, or the Braves. Which is, I mean, isn't that what a good GM would do?
Yes.
You give information to guys like John Heyman and Bob Nightingale, and then they say this is what they're hearing, because that is what they're hearing, but they're really using that writer by putting out contrary information to try to stir the pot. I just don't think it's a match for the Phillies. I don't think Chris Bryant's a match for the Phillies for what it would take to get him. Right? I mean,
I tell you what, if he lands on one of those two other teams, you can forget about this year for sure.
And the next couple of years, probably.
Yeah. If he lands on the Braves or the Nationals.
Yeah, but couldn't you see them getting a little desperate if they start hearing that the Braves and Nationals are.
They should get desperate.
That's where you're going to see them start to panic.
They should not get desperate. It shouldn't change anything.
If one of the teams in your division are going to get markedly better by adding Chris Bryant, and you're just going to be like the fourth place team, like that's got to, if you're a real competitor, that's got to incite you.
Right, I know, but the sound way to think is you're either making the move because it makes sense or it doesn't.
It makes sense for you.
Not because you're like, oh my God, the Braves are going to get him. Let me give him Scott Kingery. No, that's a dumbass way to do it. Either you know whether you want him or not, and they're not willing to pay for it.
See, I think they do want him. They just want him cheap.
They probably have a, knowing Matt Klentak, they probably have a price that they're not willing to go over.
Does not exceed our evaluations.
Unless the potted plant goes over and says, yeah, give him everything.
And says, yes. Give him Kingery.
Right, which, by the way, is possible.
It could happen, yes.
And if he, but, all right, so how about this? These rumors are out there. It really says creating media noise to make a better deal with John Middleton is what it should really say.
Mm-hmm.
Because Klentak's not going to worry about that kind of stuff.
No, no. This is when the potted plant comes to life.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wow.
That's awesome.
When it comes to life.
All right. So there you go. That's the update. But end of the segment, we'll play the Houston Astros stuff just because it was like just so bad. Let's go to Susie in Media, Pennsylvania. Hi, Susie.
Well, Marks and Reese, my two favorites. I wish you guys didn't sleep so I could listen to you 24 hours a day.
Oh.
Hey, Susie. How are you?
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
Fine.
Thank you.
Yes. Listen, I don't have much to say. I just want to tell you guys, keep your heat at 72 degrees. Because if you keep it lower, you're still paying the energy bill, and you're not getting the results.
Energy, right. Ah, so keep it at 72.
Because
you know what I mean?
It's going up and down and up
you're
and down.
You're still paying for your fuel if you're using oil or your gas.
Right.
You're using gas heat, mm-hmm. and you're not getting the benefits of what you're paying for.
Okay. So you're saying keep it at 72. That'll keep the price down, but you're actually getting what you're paying for as opposed to just paying for nothing. Yes.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Yes. All right. Good
that's,
tip.
That's
and
great.
And also
info.
I think the Phillies are better off than the Sixers are because of Joe Girardi.
Manager puts them over the top.
I think he's a plus.
Oh, he's definitely
he's
a
definitely
plus.
A plus.
He's definitely a plus.
And I believe he's not going to make excuses.
Well,
no.
I mean, no, Susie, I think to your point, because he's already said that too, and he's very good with the media.
Mm-hmm.
He's very genuine, but he's also, he's been around. I mean, he was
and he's smart enough to know where Gabe made mistakes at, right? They had to brief him on that.
He's a smart guy. He's a genuine guy. He's likable.
Mm-hmm. Emotional armor, physical
right.
armor.
Yeah, we're not going to get any of that stuff.
Which I'll miss. We'll still have We can always go to
San
Francisco. You can
always tap in San Francisco.
But I believe people are going to love Joe Girardi, and they will give him the benefit of the doubt on some of the things that they would never give Gabe Kapler the benefit of the doubt on, which is good.
Yeah, they never really gave Gabe a chance. I mean, they booed him on opening day.
On home opener. Yes.
That will never happen with Girardi. He's going to have a good chance to succeed.
Here's the crazy thing about that. I almost labeled these guys, one a baseball guy and the other guy not a baseball guy. They both played in the majors. So we lose, or I know I sometimes lose track, that Gabe Kapler is a baseball guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a baseball guy.
Nope. No, he doesn't. He and like,
what, did he play 13 years?
And Bob, yes. No, he didn't have a cup of coffee.
Right.
He was never a star.
But still.
He had a long career.
Yes.
Both are World Series champs.
Yes.
Long careers, right? Joe Girardi sounds like a manager.
Yes.
And guess what? If he sounds like that to us, he's going to sound like that to his players.
Exactly right.
And he will get the most out of them because he's already on the record. There's no beating around the bush. He expects certain things. When we talked to him before, he said he expects certain things, right? But he's also, because he's a former player, he understands the daily grind of being a baseball player.
He knows how to push the buttons.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And guys will play for him. And guys will definitely play harder for him or worry about disappointing him.
Gabe's biggest problem, I thought, was his playing career or what have you did not work for him as it should have. That should have gained him instant credibility in that clubhouse. But because of the way he delivered, it was a contradiction to what the players were anticipating. All right, hold on. This guy played for over 10 years. He's part of a World Series team. Are you sure this guy played baseball? He sounds like a computer guy.
Yeah, Gobble those balls up.
He sounds like one of these nerds that really are hired him so they can manipulate him and make calls from the box.
Yeah. Well, like you just said, Joe Girardi sounds like a baseball guy.
Right.
I'm a compassionate, competitive
man. And by the way, Gabe was hired in San Francisco because what's the guy's name in San Francisco?
Farhan Zahidi?
Yeah, he wants to make all the calls from the box, and then he knows that Gabe
is the perfect guy
for
that.
Yeah, he's the perfect guy for that, right? To where Joe Girardi would never allow some geek to
hang up on Matt Klintak. Don't call down here with that. Don't send me your line.
We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in
all
my
opinion. So the Astros tried to apologize today. And
it's good for them.
I don't know. Oh, it wasn't good. I don't know. The headline I saw read the following. Astros apology press conference, a PR lesson in what not to do. And it's accurate. They gave Bregman and Altuve more or less a prepared statement that was like 30 seconds long that sounded like it was a prepared statement. It was about 30 seconds long, and they wanted no parts of doing it. But first, the owner. Listen to this. This is Jim Crane, the owner, talking about how the cheating didn't affect the game.
You know, our opinion is that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
There you go.
No, we're not going to leave it at that. No, we're not going to leave it at that.
You have another Crane cut? All right, so
this was 55 seconds later.
In real time.
Yeah, in real time.
Here it is.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. You know, our opinion is that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
And we'll leave it at that. Okay, sure, let's go home now. Like what a fool. That he wasn't prepared. Obviously, he wasn't prepared. Who the hell would tell him to say that and to do that? So let's throw
let's
it
see
to
if the players were any better.
Let's throw it to the players. Here's Bregman.
I have some brief remarks that I'd like to share with y'all.
Oh, God.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
Why even put him out there for it?
What the hell was that?
Why even put him out there? Do they think that now we're like, okay, well, they did their press conference. We're not going to ask questions.
Right.
Are they fools?
Yeah.
This is just only going to make people even more ravenous. So here's out. Do we have Altuve? Here's Altuve trying to do the same thing.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Alex. I also will be brief. We had a great team meeting last night, and I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020.
I'm sure they're really worried about the impact of the fans. These two guys. My God. All right, Ike. Yes. Coming up, Marks and Reese text line and the winner. We'll try to get as many people in as we can on the other side. Marks and well, I mean, we've really hit it all today. Thermostat talk, Jack.
Sushi talk.
Sushi talk with you. What else?
Plane etiquette.
Plane etiquette. Do you recline your seat? And and doghouse stories. And we have to come to a decision. But before we do
that's
that,
that's a tough one. I'm gonna leave that to you and Jack.
Well. Listen, actually,
some good ones in there.
The caller dropped. He said that he said something. He lied to his pregnant girlfriend. I wanted to hear that one, but he dropped off during the break. So I guess we won't get to that one right there. But let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, and then we'll do what we do afterwards. Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey at the Casino at Delaware Park. Sportsbook online. DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Text line.
Of course that idiot Jack thinks there's deer blood in Jaeger, Greg in Delaware.
Did we cross-check that, though, just to make sure you were right? Where did you hear that from?
I don't know.
Jaegermeister, the spirit.
Well, deer. It has a deer as a logo. Maybe at one point.
Well, I knew where you came up with it, with the deer as the logo.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. Yes. That's how dumb I am. It doesn't have deer antlers spraying it. Remember that?
Yeah, Ray Lewis. Won a second Super Bowl.
Ray Lewis was. Yeah, but nothing else ever came out about deer antler spray. That was just what he was accused of.
What, he retired?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he retired.
Marks and Reese, to educate you on the finer points of eating sushi, it is perfectly acceptable to eat with your hands. Learn before you criticize. Chris and Maniunk.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I believe you're incorrect if you're doing it in a public atmosphere, like your cafeteria of your freaking business, to where the market manager, the biggest boss in the Philadelphia company of Entercom, is literally eating sushi one table away with chopsticks.
Right. And to be honest with you, I've never had sushi. I've only seen people eat it. I'm with John. I would imagine it's supposed to be eaten with sticks.
Or a fork if you can't work chopsticks, Jack. It's really not that difficult. Right? What kind of sushi were you eating anyway?
California roll.
That's not even sushi.
Right.
That's not even
sushi. That's not?
No, it's not sushi. It's a roll. Does it have any raw fish in it?
Oh.
Why would you get this? It's not even good.
I think it's good.
All right. Whatever.
Why the hell does everybody have a made-up name and military division on the text line now? People these days are just sloshed on the Ike juice, it seems. Baron Mike of Birdsboro, LTBB Central Division, 42nd Brigade.
What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Everybody's going to have a handle.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good.
General Reese, it's with deep sadness I report the passing of a member of the 700 level, Stanley Alexander. He loved throwing snowballs at Jim Johnson and watching your years of service. In Five's Love, Chuckles of the 101st Cheesesteak Division.
Well,
Appreciate that, Chuckles.
I'm pretty sure he meant Jimmy Johnson, not Jim Johnson.
Right.
Because you wouldn't throw snowballs at Jim Johnson, the fine defensive coordinator.
Right.
Yeah, of anybody, you wouldn't do that. Jimmy Johnson, he actually did have snowballs thrown.
Oh, so he was trying to say he was a part of that group that was throwing them at Jimmy on the way off the field.
Whoever passed away, yes.
Yes.
Probably, okay. Probably a big Buddy Ryan fan.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. Thank you for your service, Ike.
I'm fine with Mark's reclining his seat as long as he wears his tennis ball shock collar so I don't have to hear him snoring. I don't want him dying on me because I'm damn sure as hell not giving a mouth-to-mouth. Flip and Delco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shock ball necklace, man. That was new to me today.
But the other thing is, my buddy John texted me and he said, "Well, do you have a, you know, you just need to elevate yourself, sleep in a chair." First of all, I'm not sleeping in a chair. That's not
You're not
answer.
A crazy person.
No, but he was saying like have a recline.
You need one of those beds that
I have an adjustable base.
Yeah, adjustable base.
I have a Craftmatic adjustable bed at home.
Yes.
Well, I don't have that, but I have an adjustable
base. I know
what
you mean. As a kid, though, that was the greatest thing to see one of those beds.
Yeah, the old lady in the bed.
Yes.
The head, you know, feet going up.
While her husband is asleep over there, she can raise up and watch TV.
Yeah, I tried the adjustable base. It just didn't, it didn't work.
Dude, how on God's gray earth did that breast tester not pick up on the way his woman phrased her permission? I have mild Asperger's, and even I would have got what she was implying. George in Pittsburgh.
Gotta agree, George. How did he not pick up on that?
Well,
she was setting him up.
Yes.
Like, dummy, you go ahead if you want to. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you.
Yeah, it wasn't a, yeah, sure, go ahead. I'm cool.
It wasn't one of those.
No, it wasn't at all. And you know, Dan Welks, he already admitted that when she took she took her sweatshirt off that he was like, whoa, they're looking nice.
Sound like Musburger.
That was, who was that?
It's Kathy.
Webb.
Yeah, Kathy Webb.
Who
was the quarterback?
Catherine
AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron. No,
AJ McCarron, yes.
I was looking for which caller had said that. Oh. We got to decide who's winning the great prize package.
That
here.
Was Kenny.
Kenny in Port Richmond, yes.
Yes.
So he felt his girlfriend's sister's new breasts after she had breast implants. I would say Bruce in Wilmington is a finalist. He said his ex-wife's name to his new wife on two separate occasions.
Yeah, that was not good.
Jim, his dog died while his wife was in the hospital for surgery. Didn't tell her, buried it. She got out of the hospital. She was mad. He dug up the dog, washed it off so she could see it. She demanded it be cremated. He lied and said he got it cremated and buried it in the neighbor's backyard. And a coyote dug it up and ate it. And then the neighbor's wife told her. And he gave her ashtray ashes instead of the cremated dog. I don't know how that loses.
That's Steve, the story, man.
Steve got drunk and sick at his kid's baptism, threw up all over the hallway.
I'm an idiot.
But Nick in Abington named his baby Carson without his wife knowing it.
Oh, man.
They agreed on a name, and he had the opportunity when the nurse gave him the paperwork, and he named her baby Carson. Okay. Instead.
I'll jump out, but that's my vote.
See, Jack.
That's the one that's my vote right there.
Here's why,
reasons.
And by the way, there's probably, we talked to 20 people today. I wish we could get everybody a prize.
You all deserve something.
We didn't even talk about the guy whose mom kicked his wife out of the house.
Wife moved out of the house because his mom kept moving stuff around to piss her off. And she moved out, and the mom stayed. She won't leave.
He's 21 years younger.
That was Walt. Mm-hmm. There's so many good. Ray had toxic topical ointment from a virus he got.
One guy broke his wife's ankle.
Leo from North Philly questioned her spending and then said something about her weight.
Listeners,
Juan
well.
In Delaware broke his wife's ankle celebrating Duke North Carolina game.
Oh, man.
But I would agree.
Those are some pretty good ones.
That Nick in Abington wins because that's her permanent name. That dog was dead. It didn't matter if coyotes dug it up or not.
That dog wasn't
coming back. This girl has the name Carson because the husband said so. Nick, you win, man.
You're one of my favorite students. Wow. Yes, you are.
Oh, and you win a
great
prize package of a Love Bloom diamond pendant, 14-karat gold, 1/4-carat, pure Marks-grown diamonds. Get yours at marks-jewelers.com. $25 gift card to Acme towards Valentine's Day stuff, and a gift card for a one-hour massage or facial at Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. For locations and more information, go to handandstone.com.
Do me a favor, Nick. Congratulations. Do me a favor. You got to have the wife call us next week. I got to see what her reaction was to this and how she handled this.
Agreed.
The whole changing her daughter's name to Carson.
I want to hear her side of the story.
Yes. I want to hear the other side of the story.
So is Julio's coming up next. Is Howard?
Yes.
Howard Erskine.
Live from Clearwater?
He is. Yep.
Now, yesterday, Howard made some mistakes on Twitter. So he tweeted out a video of
not much has changed today.
Andrew McCutcheon, and he called him Larry Lawrence McCutcheon, yep. And people made fun of him. And then he made a couple other errors. He spelled McCutcheon wrong too. What did he do today, Jack? He called Joe Girardi Jim.
Yep. The manager Jim Girardi, and then he ripped the Astros for that press conference we just put out there. But instead of talking about them cheating, he said they were
chesting.
So he misspelled that again.
But he wasn't wrong about Larry McCutcheon. I mean, you don't remember when he was on the Phillies? We actually have a home run call of it.
Oh, we do. Yeah, let's hear it.
Swung on, hit high in the air. Deep center field. Kane drifting back at the wall. And it's gone. Off the bottom of the scoreboard. Larry McCutcheon with a towering drive to dead center field.
You stole that for the morning show. I heard it this morning.
Oh, yeah, I stole it.
All right.
Lawrence.
Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get there. If you get there by tomorrow, 15% off your purchase. Get up there, guys. Get a good present for your lady. Marks-Jewelers.com.
Yeah, man. All of you guys out there in the doghouse, man, get out of the doghouse.
Can we do this tomorrow, too? This is a lot more fun than yelling about Embiid. That's for sure.
Yeah, get out of the doghouse.
There's a lot of people to help.
It's unbelievable.
Man.
Coming up next, Joe Giglio and Howard Eskin. Then Joe takes you through the rest of the evening. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.